Keith Foley. The president of afternoon radio, Ray Foley, live from Ballina on Today FM.
Well,
you'd never get elected, would you?
Well, do you know what? I do okay in the primary, but if it ever came to the general, I don't think I'd do particularly well. We are live in Ballina County, Mayo.
Hello,
lads. I tell you what, you're letting the side down. I want some noise. We're live in Ballina. Live in Ballina today, this afternoon. I've come home, and what an occasion. Do you know what? Mm. This is incredible. I announced on the radio 2 days ago, I'm going to go home for a visit for the weekend, see Mammy and Daddy Foley, call it for a bit of a stew, some home-cooked bacon and cabbage.
Right.
And the next thing, the bunting is out.
They've turned it around, haven't they?
They've closed off the streets for me. I mean, really, for just a visit.
And a massive guard the presence as well.
A huge guard the presence. Armed guard thee. They've cordoned off the roads in expectation of my arrival. They've even...
Guys, he got through the cordon. He breached the cordon. He's in. Sorry.
He's through. Foley's through. It is I have to tell you, it's absolutely incredible, the buzz in Ballina today. We are outside Mocha Biden. Mocha Biden, rather than Mocha Beans, Mocha Biden. They've rebranded. Check out the sign. Look up over the door. They've renamed the coffee shop and cafe to Mocha Biden. And that's cheers to the Manga brothers for putting us up today. Because we called them 2 days ago. We said, lads, any chance we can do the show outside? And they have been nothing but amazing. Really looking after us. And I am, let me tell you, highly, highly caffeinated
this afternoon.
I am buzzing. I am zinging on caffeine. We're delighted to be here. Joe Biden's going to be on stage. The rumour is he's around 9 o'clock tonight, or maybe quarter past 9-ish, 9, or around then he's going to come in. And we've got loads of special guests joining us on air this afternoon as well. If you're texting us or WhatsApping us or voice noting us, if you're around 0874 100102, as always, is our texts or WhatsApp numbers. Are we getting voice notes as well? Or?
We aren't, EJ. It's a full service, right?
It's a full service. Look at your man over there running a full service. Outcasting, hey, this is Today FM playing the music you love. Is your microphone working, JP? It's not working. It's not working. His mic is dead. Sorry, hang on. Let me fiddle with the... Do you know what? We just got rained on. We were supposed to have amazing weather with the sun shining through. And now JP's mic has just gone wobbly. Hang on, are you there? No.
Hello.
No, it's gone.
Hello. Now I'm on this one. I'm on this one over here.
Swivel that one over there.
Get that out of me face.
We're live from Ballina, County Mayo.
How we doing, Ballina?
Live from Ballina. The rain is on and off. I've got to tell you, right? I've been here since 9 o'clock this morning. In the middle of Ballina, just outside Mocha Biden Coffee Shop. Formerly known as Mocha Beans. I'm pretty sure they'll go back to Mocha Beans when the time is right. But for the day that's in it, it's Mocha Biden. We're here doing the show from the middle of Ballina, from the heart of Ballina. And it has been absolutely glorious all morning. The weather, you couldn't have wished for better weather. It's like American weather.
I was topping up my bass, Ray. I was topping up my bass.
He was. That's what he's got. He's got a little bit red there now. But the conditions were just spectacular.
Mm.
It looked absolutely gorgeous. Mm. You turn on the telly and you see an American street. You see an elderly man in aviator sunglasses. And you think, they're sunny conditions. That's the kind of day we were having here until literally 2 o'clock. When my name was mentioned on the air, and then all of a sudden the dark clouds gathered and we're getting a little bit of a shower. Actually, in fairness, it's slowly beginning to clear up.
Who can we hold accountable for this weather disaster, right?
Do you know what? We should write off, we should give the strongest possible terms, we should voice our complaints to the nearest locally elected representative. We've got the mayor of Ballina, Mark Duffy, here.
Mark, what's
the is that microphone working anyway?
It is, thankfully, I think.
Oh, that one's working, yeah.
That's a good-looking mayor, Ray.
What can I say?
As mayors go, that's a good-looking mayor.
We've got the best-looking mayors and the best-looking radio presenters. Right, Mark?
That's right, yeah. And the sun is coming out now again, so...
Mark said unconvincingly. Listen, man, thanks so much for joining us. It's a big day for Ballina, though, isn't it?
It's a huge day. It's incredible. There's been such a buzz and excitement over the last couple of weeks, especially as news filtered through that the president was going to visit Ballina. So the whole town has really come together to make sure we put our best foot forward. We can't control the rain that much, but other than that, the town...
JP and I were just saying, you know, like, really, if anyone's... There's your man from Carlow Weather.
Mm.
There's Leo Varadkar, of course. And then there's you. I mean, you're the three most accountable people, really. You really should have sorted it for the day that's in it.
Well, I have. I put a call in there just as it started raining. It's stopped now, as far as I know. So.
Right, for you.
Yeah. No, but it's a huge buzz around town at the moment, as you can feel. There's flags and buntings and banners everywhere. Buildings have been painted. The streets have never looked better. And all roads lead to this evening, which promises to be a historic evening for the town, for the county, for the country. And it's a real celebration of Ballina people, Ballina diaspora as well. And it's great to have so many Irish artists playing that are going to join in the occasion.
It's going to be fantastic. You know, like you say, a massive celebration and a festival vibe around the place. At what point did G know he was going to be coming? Because last week, we knew he was coming, he was going to be visiting Ireland, but there was discussion, is he going to go to Louth? He's going to do the Belfast, the Good Friday Agreement, the anniversary of that, so he might do Belfast. Yeah. At what point did you get the green light or get the understanding, he's arriving and we better get our ducks in a row?
Well, like, the rumour mill has been spinning for the last maybe 6 weeks that he was coming, and we'd always hoped, because he's family in the area, the Blewitts, that he was going to come visit. But We only got the green light maybe about 10 days ago that he actually was going to come. And there's a lot of activity in terms of unfamiliar faces around town, measuring up buildings and doing walkthroughs. So that gave us a bit of an unofficial indication that things might be happening.
Right.
So we had to kind of act and move as if it was happening, because either way, Ballina benefits and Ballina wins if we all pull together. Yeah. And that's what we have done as a town. And we're in our 300th year of celebrations here in Ballina.
I've noticed the posters for so it's Ballina's 300th birthday this year.
300th birthday, yeah. So
I feel very old now. I was here like 4 or 5.
Yeah. We've got a huge program of events throughout the year. The FLA, the Connacht FLA is here later in June. The Salmon Festival, as you know, is a big kind of date in the diary. So there's a lot planned, a lot to look forward to. And we always hope that a presidential visit might form part of that. I know President Mary Robinson is in town as well, so it is really coming together of people both from the town and diaspora that are here to celebrate a historic moment.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It really is. It's brilliant. So when you mentioned that there were strange people visiting in the run up to it, the Americans do stand out a mile, don't they? I mean, there's no way that someone would be with their measuring tape and their black sunglasses on that you'd be going, what's he doing here now? Is he one of Joe's people? We were having discussions last week, or maybe the week before he said he was going to come to Ballina. I was like, he came when he was vice president. And then he was out. He was out of work for a while there. We won't mention the wilderness years. And he visited then as well. So I was thinking, he won't come again. He might leave it till he's retired. But so fantastic that he did actually in the end say, right, I'm going back to Ballina again. As a sitting president.
It is incredible. Like, and his footprint when he comes here, it's 1,000 staff between security and PR and White House officials. So it has such a huge impact on the area and the town. But he did say that he would come back and visit as a sitting president if he was elected. Yeah. And he's a man of his word. He's doing that tonight. So I believe he's just touched down in Knock Airport within the last 30 minutes.
Okay.
So the US the Mayo journey now begins. So
yeah, fantastic.
It's exciting.
Where's the chain? Because as a mayor, are you not supposed to have a chain or a?
I don't walk around with it all jewelry. The time around the.
Come on,
that's peacocking.
I'd wear if it was me. I'd wear nothing else. I'd wear it in the shower.
I don't know if he'd want that.
Does it rust? You must know. Is it waterproof?
No, it doesn't rain. It doesn't rain enough here to
rain because the weather's always beautiful.
Rust, exactly.
It's like television. It's gorgeous. Will you be meeting him later on, or do you know what the story is?
I'm not actually sure yet, but I would like to, and just. To welcome
course,
to Ballina,
yeah.
But if I don't, I don't really mind too much. As long as we put on a good show here, as long as everyone has a great time, that's the main thing. And I think what's been planned, what's been organised and lined up, is incredible. And I'm just excited, just experience it. Yeah. If I meet him, it's a bonus. If not, happy days. Ballina will have a good night.
Will you get a selfie first? If you get him, Mark,
I'll send it on.
Mayor Mark, Duffy, you're a man with the keys to the power. You know, you're a man who can move mountains. Now that you've got the big gig. He's already got a coffee shop named after him. Barack's got the plaza. Is Joe Biden going to get something in the town named after him? Will it be a bridge or a building?
Yeah.
Any plans?
I'll have to consult
my
colleagues on it before proposing any renaming.
I was suggesting a bridge earlier on.
A bridge would be nice.
Could building bridges between our two communities.
Beautiful.
It writes
beautiful.
Itself.
Could you propose it? And I'll second it.
Well, I'll tell you what. I want a Foley bridge before I say a Biden bridge. You hear me?
As long as we have a few more bridges connecting the Quay and Bleak.
That'd be fantastic.
Might help with the circulation around town, because we had a little pain during the week, but it'll all be worth it for tonight. Good, yeah. Yeah.
And finally, have you heard any rumours about him saying he's going to run again? Because he hasn't confirmed that he's going to run for president for a second term. Have you heard anything?
I've heard rumours.
Yeah.
And if he does it tonight, it will be incredible, because the US story is a story of immigrants and emigration, and him speaking in front of the cathedral where his ancestors...
He's gonna do it. It's amazing.
It
looks sensational. I've seen a few videos of the last few nights of the light show at the cathedral and the lights lit up. It looks absolutely incredible. It looks brilliant. Listen, I know you're busy. A big day today. Mark, Mayor Mark Duffy, thanks so much for joining us on Today FM.
Thanks, Ray. Thank you.
Right, go on, have a lovely day.
Thanks, Ray.
More guests joining us on air. George Ezra now. This is Today FM. Today FM playing the music you love. This Girls Aloud and The Promise. Hello, Ray Foley's my name. JP's over there.
How are you doing?
And he's getting the boys in situ, in position. Guys,
hello.
Guys, would you drag you over and throw you on the air straight away like that?
Oh, how are you?
Sorry, let me throw you. You're over there. Sorry, hello.
I'm good. How are you, Ray? Good. Welcome home.
One second. Ladies and gentlemen, it's only the Coronas. So much love for the Coronas. Now, see, Connor, how are things?
Oh, good. Thank you. Very good.
Thanks so much for joining. Today's a big day for you guys. You're going to be on stage with Joe tonight as part of the whole Biden-gasm. That's
that is correct. Yeah, we can't wait.
Yeah. So have you met him already, or what's the story?
No.
So just his American people.
Yeah, I think we're going to meet him afterwards.
Yeah.
After his speech.
We've been told we'll meet him after. He's been texting us all week, nonstop, getting the requests
classic
in.
Joe. Classic Joe. What's his favorite Corona song?
That's what he's asking for. He actually prefers the new stuff.
Really? On the new album?
So do we, actually.
Yeah,
so do we. No, it's going to be a lot of fun. It's funny, the amount of preparation that even yesterday we had the sound check, and like, they're telling us, oh yeah, you can come in here, this is where the click will be. I was like, what's a click? It's a fancy word for a photo. This is where the click will be. And
there's Joe. Chinook. What's that going overhead? It's a Chinook. There's a Chinook or something, an American helicopter going overhead. It's amazing. It's
unreal. But we're just hoping that it doesn't go. The last time we met an American president.
Oh, look at this.
Yes.
Ouch, my toes.
Mr. Knox had an issue with Michelle Obama, where he accidentally had an awkward sort of interaction, and his hand may or may not have brushed off her rear end.
Oh dear.
That's true.
And did he go? Did Barack go for you?
No, Barack was up the front.
It was during
the photo shoot, and Barack was up the front with Jedwards, and Michelle turned around and said, we're kind of lined up like a school annual photo. She was like, you know what, I'm going to get into the mix. Yeah. So she comes up and she's squeezing through everyone, and then I'm standing there. Now, on the other side of the photo, there's all the guards with guns pointing at you, just in case. Everyone's on edge. I'm just standing there straight, and then her bum accidentally swiped against my hand.
Her bum hit his hand.
It was more her bum was doing the offensive maneuver than
But she turned around and just gave me a look and said, are you all right, honey? And I was like, I'm so sorry.
So it was registered?
Oh, yeah.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
So is Jill here? Should we?
I don't think so.
She's not. Right.
No. Yeah. We had to double check that just because we were told to keep Noxie away from
Hansy
him.
Hansy Noxie wasn't safe. Hansy Noxie is the new nickname. When did they tell you they wanted you on stage, or that you were the act performer?
I think they asked you two, then they asked Dermot Kennedy, and they worked their way down. And
you want to see the forest of mobile phone cameras that are whipped out as soon as the Corona showed up.
Yeah, that's it. The minute you're gone, everyone else is going to be gone.
Do you not get this now? Being at home, no? You don't get this.
This is your hometown hero.
This is my homecoming, and they're only here to see me. This is exactly what it's about.
We only found out this week.
Really?
Yeah, Monday, literally. And it was all very last minute, and they asked us would we be up for doing it, and we were like, yeah, we're doing nothing on Friday.
Momentous. It's a historic moment.
It's funny, we were actually just talking about it there before we came on air. It's like, it seems to really mean a lot to a lot of people that he's here, and you can tell by the buzz around the town, and just the vibe, and people are it is sort of iconic. Momentous, you're right, so we're delighted to be involved.
Yeah, it's and given that he's a sitting president, there's talk of him making an announcement or saying that he's going to run again. I suppose to be a part of the lineup or on the stage at the same night that he's going to potentially make this declaration. We're all crossing our fingers. It could be amazing for Ballinan, amazing for Ireland,
absolutely,
and amazing for you as well. To
amazing for us. Hopefully, he does it crashes the stage while we're playing, maybe, and just to bring some attention to it.
Would you be inclined to have like karaoke lyrics of those songs, just in case he wants to take a mic?
My memory's so bad, I actually think I need that anyway for our own songs. So yeah, but if he wants to come up on stage, you can tell him. We're saying it now. You're welcome, Joe, to join us on stage for a tune. I think he knows San Diego song for sure.
Who doesn't know San Diego song? That's the one though. That's the one that I think gets everybody going. Go on, do a bit. Go on.
Sleep all day, drink all night. Jeez, JB
worst
got the
it's
high,
ever sounded.
You got the high note there, JB. I'm very impressed.
That's the Joe Biden bit. He's been practicing. Who else is going to be on stage tonight? Do you know?
The Academic are on. The Chieftains are on. We've been told Mary Robinson's going to speak. Apparently, I don't know if I'm giving away things I'm not meant to, but apparently the Mayo GAA team are going to be up on stage.
Cool.
Yeah. So, it's going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be wild. It's going to be a party.
Yeah, I said that, yeah.
What about yourselves? What are you doing for the rest of the year? You've got festivals.
We're going to take the rest of the year off after tonight.
That's a high point. Fair enough.
No, we've got a good few festivals. We're playing Independence, Sea Sessions. We've got Fairview Park. What date is that on again?
The
17th of June. JP's got all the dates already. Looking over there. He's well organised.
You've got them as well.
Hang on one second. I've got everything. Fairview Park in Dublin, 17th of June. Sea Sessions, only up the road. I was looking at that lineup, actually. You're on the Sunday night of Sea Sessions.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
We've got Kasabian's going on the Friday. And who's on the Saturday?
Sorry, Mimi Webb, is it?
Becky Hill,
I saw on the Saturday night. That's going to be a great weekend in Bundoran. Transmit Festival in Glasgow. Independence, then, of course, is in August. And then Belfast, 25th of August, CHSQ as well. Boys, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
When are you going over? Did you have to go over now? You did your sound check last night, I heard.
We did a sound check yesterday, so we're free until 5 o'clock, and then they're sending us, what do you call it, like a motorcade thing?
Police escort
over, so that'll be exciting. If nothing else.
Lads with the earpieces and the sunglasses jogging along the car beside you.
Yeah, exactly. Even though our hotels, we could really walk, but it's like, no, we want the escort.
In fairness, loads of people... there are two things people have been saying to me all morning this morning, right? One is, did you hear the Coronas that were doing their sound check last night?
Yeah.
And we were listening to them. They're amazing.
Thank God they said that.
And the second thing everyone is saying to me is, can you fix it for me to win the cash machine?
We're talking about
the cash machine.
Listen, we'll talk off the air. We'll talk percentages. I want to play some Coronas after the break. Boys, thanks so much for joining
us.
Keep your
hands to
yourselves, lads. Keep your hands to yourselves.
Don't be afraid to clean up the presidency.
Cheers. Thanks a million. Thank you.
The Coronas. Talking. Harry Styles at Today FM, playing the music you love. Ireland, good afternoon from sunny Ballina, County Mayo. The weather, do you know what? Every time that lad does the weather, it changes.
Alan O'Reilly, is it?
No, your man Ben, the young fella. Every time he does the weather, it's a different weather forecast.
It's changeable.
We're getting all the seasons in one day. We're wet 1 minute, we're warm the next. Wet and warm, the perfect way, the perfect conditions to welcome the American president.
Do you know what I enjoyed seeing earlier before the show, Ray?
What's that?
You work in a crowd. Unbelievable. You walking around the town, handshakes, photographs, kissing babies.
With parental permission
before the kiss of the
babies. Oh, of course. Yeah, I'd never kiss a baby.
He always asks first.
Before leaning in, I like to ask for permission first. Are we good here? So yeah, Joe Biden arriving in Ballina a little bit later on this evening, but the town is already hopping. A great, amazing festival, a carnival vibe. We're outside Mocha Beans, or Mocha Biden, the cafe in the very centre of Ballina. And if you want to come along and join us, we were clapping badly to Harry Styles.
Arrhythmic clapping.
Rhythm
not a strong point for Ballina, you got to say.
Terrible clapping, but we can do a warm welcome anytime, any day of the week. And particularly of a Friday afternoon here in Ballina. Actually, local man. Biden was in Dublin last night. He had a big dinner, big celebration. He locked down Dublin. I couldn't get out of Dublin to come and do this last night. So I had to come down this morning. Let me see if I can call. I don't know if he's on the road now or 1 second. I'll try and get him on. There it is. It's dialing through anyway. It's ringing. How's my levels there? Are they all right, Dave? Yeah, they're okay, are they? Hello?
I was really getting on there.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, former Taoiseach, Enda Kenny's on the line. Hello, Enda.
Hello, how are you?
Hello, sir. Oh, man, are you on the road at the moment? Are you in convoy? Are you...
No, I'm just after driving down from Dublin.
Okay.
I'm in Castlebar at the moment.
Right.
And as I was leaving Ballyhadreen and heading towards Charleston and Swinford, I could see Air Force One coming in to land at...
What? He wouldn't give you a lift over? No, he's that tight, is he?
President's left knock now, and he left the airport now, and he's over at the Basilica in Knock, I think. So
all right, okay.
He's making his way to Castlebar from there, and then down to Cross Malina, and eventually on to Ballina.
Okay, what are your own plans? Will you be coming up to Ballina yourself, or are you staying in Castlebar, staying put?
No, I'm going to go to Ballina, and I expect to be down in Escoe House, where he's getting his genealogical background fulfilled down there, and then travel to Ballina,
right,
and hear what he has to say. And from what I understand from Midwest and the other radio stations, there is an absolute welter of excitement down in the town down there.
Yeah.
And I hope that they give him one almighty Irish Ballina and Mayo welcome.
I think that's pretty much guaranteed. And at this, I mean, even the just the feeling of excitement and the buzz about the place—it's incredible. There's the massive screen set up. There's bunting. The American flag is flying, and there's talk. So you were talking to him last night. Did he give you any indication? Is he going to run again? And is he going to say it on stage tonight outside the cathedral?
Well, he's already said and announced formally that he would be running again, but that he wasn't making a formal announcement about it in the United States just yet.
Right.
But he's committed to running,
yeah,
and has confirmed that he intends to run again with his Vice President, Kamala Harris.
Okay.
But that he wasn't in a position to make a formal announcement at that stage.
Right.
That's confirmed by him.
So could he formally do it for us in Ballina? Wouldn't that be amazing if he did it?
Well, it would. I'm quite sure. Maybe he might. But I probably doubt it. To run for the presidency of the United States, for a party like the Democratic Party, would expect it to be a set occasion in Washington or wherever, or Delaware, where he's from, or Scranton. In any event, I think the impact of his visit to Ballina, Mayo, and Ireland, North and South, will be an important part of his legacy.
Absolutely,
yeah. Something to be considered for the election when it does happen.
Oh, certainly, yeah. Tell us, you've met him on a number of occasions. You certainly crossed paths around the time he was considering running the first time, or the last time, rather.
I did, and I met with the president when he was vice president on a number of locations around the world, from Tokyo East and Tokyo West, to discuss trade and all of that. But I actually went out to his house in Maryland before he declared that he would contest the nomination for the presidency. And, you know, we spoke as politicians. I said, I'm nearly as long in this business as yourself. I know in a different country and at a different level.
Yeah.
But as a political person, if you have that feeling or instinct inside you, you have to deal with it. Otherwise, it gnaws away and you never know the answer as to whether you would have won or not. And we discussed that. And, you know, he had been very loyal to the Clintons, very loyal to President Obama. He felt himself very strongly that he was the one person who could beat Donald Trump. And that's what transpired, both in the Electoral College and in the popular vote, which he won by 8 million votes in the States.
Yeah. So incredible to have been around during when he was making the decision and finally making the decision and deciding to go for it. Well, he's going for it tonight anyway. He'll be up on stage. The Coronas and several people performing with him as well, and you'll be in attendance as well. Enda Kenny, thanks so much for taking the time to chat to us this afternoon. We know you're up to your eyes with the day that's in it.
I hope that it's an outstanding occasion, and that particularly for the young people and the children, that they will remember this day.
Yep.
I was a child when John F. Kennedy came here in 1961, and I can still remember bits about that, even though the communications weren't anything like they have today. So here's one for Ballina. The eyes of the world are on the Moy and St. Mulardex, and I do hope that they give a rousing reception to Joe Biden. And you'd never know, he might make a reference to the Mayo team somewhere along the line during his speech.
Oh, we'll keep crossing our fingers. We'll cross our eyes and cross our toes and cross our fingers. Enda Kenny, thanks so much. Enda Kenny, everybody. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
Mayo Abu, Mayo for Sam. All right, Lenny Kravitz. For the Prez, American Woman, this is Today FM. That's Icona Pop and I love it. This is Today FM playing the music you love. Excuse me, I sound bad being a bird. Oh, say can you see, people of Ballina, Joe Biden is coming to Mayo. He's in Mayo. He's currently listening to Today FM as we speak. He's already texted for the cash machine, and he's waiting for that phone call from Barry. So, fingers crossing all of our fingers for Joe as he awaits the call in the beast this afternoon.
Can we take a moment to say thanks to Enda Kenny for taking a call? That was incredible.
That was very nice of Enda.
Yeah,
he's out. Is he actually listening, Enda, do you think?
Well, he did name check Midwest, which I thought was a low blow. Unnecessary.
Yeah, I thought that was
unnecessary.
Unnecessary.
And I felt it would be unparliamentary to mention the time he slapped my ass.
Yeah, well,
an
was,
actual
well,
thing that really just, happened yeah, yeah. at an event.
It was just having the crack, it was just messing.
It's a different time.
I have a feeling Enda Kenny thinks he was talking to Ray Darcy.
Oh.
Yeah, the old Ray switcheroo. Will you come on and talk to Ray in the afternoon? I'd be delighted to. Just don't say which Ray it is. Yeah, we're live in Ballinat this afternoon. We're from Mocha Biden. The rebranded Mocha Beans in the middle of Ballinat. What are you pointing out there?
Very serious-looking hombre.
Hello there. Are you local? Are you a Garda? Are you American? Oh, local. All right, he's local. He's local.
He passed the test. The vibe check.
You're all right with us then, so. You're good with us. Yeah, you see, you never know. It could be an American guy with the old Secret Service, isn't it?
It is indeed, yeah.
Keeping an eye on things and the earpieces or whatever. We'll be chatting to a few guards. Guards from all over the country, actually, in Ballinat this afternoon. We've been chatting to them. We've been doing that sort of awkward chat with guards chat, which is like, How are you guarding? Where are you from? And it's great. It's very very exciting.
All of my documents are in order, guard. Yeah, it's nice to see you out.
We want to see your papers. But we've been all good. We've been fine. Everything's been fine. We've been cleared. There's no unnecessary arguments. I'm completely sober. This is what I keep telling myself. You're sober. And I am. Yeah, but this
if you tell it to yourself,
but
you'll
this is the thing. But yeah. No, but the fact is, I haven't had a drop. But there is that kind of thing that it's like, oh, jeez, I hope he thinks I'm sober. Yeah, live from Mocha Beans in the middle of Ballinat. And cheers to the Manga Brothers for looking after us this afternoon. Right, this man I've offended.
Yeah, this is going to be awkward.
This is very Aki Momos. He sat down immediately. We needed to clear the air. Please welcome influencer, social media star, internet sensation, Garen Noon is here with us. Hello, sir!
Hello, how are you getting on? You're Ballinat!
Hello, Ballinat!
Hey!
Garen Noon, how are you? We know you off the internet. I remember you did a sort of a town review, right?
I did, yeah. I do review towns, yeah.
Right, and I saw you reviewing Ballinat.
Of course.
And when you said, because I'd seen you before, and I said, there's no way he's from Ballinat. He's from, like, the Ballinat Limerick or the Ballinat...
What is it about me that makes me look like I'm not from Ballinat?
Because the thing is, there's only one person from Ballinat, and that's Mary Robinson. Am I wrong?
Hey!
Is there anyone else from Ballinat? There's nobody. Just Mary Robinson. So when I saw you from Ballinat, I was like, it must be a different Ballinat. There's no way he's not my Ballinat. he's from a different Ballinat. So then you went and you did a town review and you said in the video, you said, I'm reviewing my own town, Ballinat. And I was like, hang on a minute. I recognise that Supermax. And it's the other Supermax up down there, down next to
it
the
It is Aussie. Indeed, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So you gave it a glowing review, of course.
Of course, everything in Ballinat Town is perfect.
It's gorgeous. Whereabouts am I now you from?
I am the Killala Road. Yup, the Killala Road. Hey!
The Killala Road Massive have come in.
Yeah.
Now we should be concerned. Now it's a party, guys. Look out, Joe. It's a good thing the Secret Service are here. So you perform music as well, are you?
I do indeed. Also do the bit of music, yeah.
Right.
That was actually what I was doing before I did the TikToks, and I think people enjoyed me eating cereal and talking about it more than the music, so that's how I got started with the TikToks.
There's a couple of people in working today FM when we said we're going to be doing the show from Ballinat. They said, oh, you have to get Garrett on. It's all you have to get Garrett on. Big, massive fans.
Ah, well, thank you so much. Thank you.
There's a lot of love out there. What's the game plan? What are you at? Is it music or is it TikToking or just...
I only started doing TikTok there the last probably 5 or 6 months.
Right.
And it seems to be going well. People are watching them. I'm sure they'll stop at some point. But so far, they seem to be enjoying them. So I'm just reviewing towns and eating food and talking about it.
Do you know what?
That's a living. And repping Mayo very heavily.
Of course.
I haven't seen a cent from the Department of Tourism, but sure, look, maybe someday.
Mayo Tourism, actually, they could be. Or North Mayo were over with us a few minutes ago, actually.
Oh, very good.
We could hook you
guys
up. Lads,
put a couple of percent aside in the next budget, put me on front of a few castles, I'll have the place even with Americans next year.
You're the new Durin, is what you are. I tell you what, they'll be outraged at the amount of money being spent on Garen at this stage. What do you make of Joe coming to town? Was it expected? Are you excited about it?
I'm absolutely thrilled. Well, he was here in 2016. He came in for a quick scone, I think. It's great to see a Mayo man doing well. Lovely to see him up on the big stage. He's flying it. Yeah. And we're all very proud of him here. Fine looking Mayo man.
Yeah, he's very good. He looks good in the old aviator sunglasses.
He does. He's very well lit in all his photos. Very aesthetic. We're loving it. Love to see it.
Malarkey is one of his big words.
Malarkey.
Yeah, is that a word that you do?
Very nice. I don't hear it much around Ballinatown now. I hear a lot of words around Ballinatown, but...
We leave them. apparently, you're twinned with Scranton. Ballina and Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Scranton, where he's from, we're twinned. I'm planning on... I've already done Hollywood in Wicklow versus Hollywood in the US.
Okay.
And I am planning on pitting Mayo Ballina against Ballina in Scranton. I think we'll take it, to be honest.
Absolutely. Do you know, put us on a plane or put us on a boat and we'll take them on...
Department of Tourism, are you looking? Yeah.
Once again, Garen is interested. Where does the name Garen come from? Because I was slacking off the name on the radio.
Yeah, it is a stupid name. I accept that.
I accept
that it's a stupid name. So the name Garen comes from... Well, it's a breed of a tiny little Scottish horse. And it actually, if you look up on the Wikipedia page, it actually says that the horse is completely useless and it's small. Now, that's not where I got it from.
Okay.
My dad was a big Elvis fan, and Elvis had a twin brother, and his name was Jesse Garen, so that's where my name comes from.
Oh, right, okay, so it's a direct name. I thought it was maybe like, we didn't know whether we were going to call him Gary, and we didn't know if we were going to call him Darren, so we split the difference.
Oh, they knew exactly what they were going to call me when I came out there, like a fine, handsome man. Garen's the only name for him.
That's it, it's perfect. So you're going to perform for us, are you?
I do, yeah.
Right, well, I tell you what, I've got to take an ad break, so, because it's already half past. We've got to do the cash machine in a couple of minutes as well, making that call, and Garen's going to perform a tune for us live from Today FM this afternoon ahead of Joe Biden's visit. Stick around, more from Garen coming up. Right,
New Order.
Is it not New Order, rather than New Order? What do you think, Garen?
I wasn't listening to you.
Would you say New Order? Nobody listens to me. Would you say New Order or would you say New Order?
I would say New Order.
Yeah, altogether. Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. Anyway, either way, I'm a fan. Worth going and checking out. Are you related to Joe Biden in any way? Any ancestral link there between you and Joe Biden?
I see a bit of a resemblance. I'm not positive, but I'd say so.
Definitely. There's probably something there. There's a mingling of DNA.
That's for sure, yeah.
Certainly around there. As far as I can tell, there's no link. I can't claim any, unfortunately. I am from the same town, but beyond that, there's nothing. There's no connection. You're going to do a tune for us. A tune for Joe, really.
This is for Joe, yeah.
All right, away you go. Garen Noon, live on Today FM.
Born out in a dead man's town. First kick when I hit the ground. End up like a dog that's been beat so much. Till they spend half your life just covering up now. Born in the USA. I was born in the USA now. Born in the USA. I was born in the USA. Ran into a hometown jam. They won't put a rifle in my hand. Send me off to a foreign land. They're my friend to my fellow man. Born in the USA. I was born in the USA. Born in the USA. I'm a long gone daddy from the USA. Hey, Joe.
We all went whoa at the same time. We need to make notes. Garen Noon live on Today FM. Yeah. Give it up for Garen.
Hey.
What a beaut. Are you doing any gigs? Where do you regularly gig? Where can we regularly see you, man?
I'm in Hotel Ballina tonight.
Okay, tonight?
I am indeed, yeah.
It'll be a busy
just
night tonight.
Just after the speech, to calm yourselves down after Joe gets you hyped up.
Calm down. Your Joe's, he's actually supporting you, really.
In a sense, he is first and I am second. So
there you go. Joe Biden in town to support Garen tonight. You can check him out live in Hotel Ballina, correct. And for updates on gigs... Is this an Insta at Garen_music?
That would be Garen_music, GARRON_music. Fine looking fat man will greet you with long hair. Have a look at him and follow him.
There's absolutely nothing wrong with that, sir.
No, not at all.
Give it up for Garen Noon, everybody.
Yup.
We are live in Ballina this afternoon. The sun is shining. Joe's on the way. Lizzo and SZA on Today FM. Chatting over him. JP, tell that woman I'm on radio.
He's live on radio.
I'm on radio. I'm on radio. Today FM playing the music you love. Lizza, SZA, special.
My favourite
feeling very special. Ballina's feeling special as Joe Biden is making his way to Ballina as we speak. All around Mayo. He's landed in Knock. He's got a completely rammed full itinerary this afternoon. And then he'll be on stage in front of the cathedral this evening. About 9 o'clock, we're thinking. But there's going to be loads of festivities happening in the town between now and then. Corona's going to be on stage. The Chieftains, the Academic are going to be live. And got to be humble here. Got to be humble.
Really? Okay.
But the homecoming that literally no one asked for. The homecoming event. The homecoming extravaganza that Ballina specifically did not request.
Does this guarantee you a plaque, Ray?
I'm expecting a bridge. There's a lot of talk about a Biden bridge. Right. I'm thinking, unless there's a Foley bridge or a Foley boardwalk of some kind. I'll be gone before the end of the show. And the Mayor Mark had an opportunity there to clarify the town's position on a Foley framework. But I'm not seeing anything thus far.
The closer Joe Biden gets to Ballina, the sunnier it's getting. The town is looking proper primo good now.
Where's Scranton? Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Correct.
Where's Philadelphia?
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. It's always sunny in Philadelphia. He's bringing Philadelphia with him. Bit of a stretch, right? But hey, I got there in the end. All right, do you want any voice notes or what?
Go on then, yeah.
0874-100-102. Shaz is over there this afternoon. Shaz?
Hey, it's Friday. Let's party with Ray. Best of luck tonight, Ray, on the new show. From Ballina, say big hi to Joe.
Hi to Joe. Yeah, hi to Joe from Shaz. I know Joe's listening in the car. He's in the beach at the moment. And Stephen's over there as well. Stephen?
Hey, Ray.
Hey, Stephen.
When you were going home, did you bring the bag of washing home to Samami as well?
No comment on that. My mammy won't wash my children's clothes, which infuriates my wife, can I just say? She'll wash mine, but she won't touch anybody else's.
Big shout out to Sophie and Olivia coming home from a camp today. Love the show.
Hey! Cheers, dude. Any more voice notes? We'd love to have you. 0874-100-102. We'd like to hear the sound of your voice. We're live outside Mocha Biden or Mocha Beans on Pierce Street, Ballina, County Mayo this afternoon. This is Today FM. Today FM, we're live in Ballina, County Mayo this afternoon.
Today FM.
And it's time to make someone's Friday, make someone's weekend, make someone's life with life-changing money. There's a guaranteed massive prize on the line. You know what? I can't tell you, but you know what it is. If you got your text in since Tuesday, we could be calling you now. Answer within five rings, give us the exact amount, and you win it all. Barry's making that call. Let's go.
Thanks, Ray.
You're welcome, honey bunch.
One ring.
Hello.
Hello, good afternoon. Barry Dunn phoning. Can you take a cash machine call?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Who are we talking to?
Oh my God, I cannot believe this is happening and no one is home and I don't have this written down. I only have the one from the other day, which was €70,000.
You have the one from the other day, which was €70,000. Who are we talking to?
It's Fiona.
Fiona, where are you?
I'm in Ballintyre.
In Dublin. And what are you doing in Ballintyre?
Just try not to be so pregnant.
So no sudden shocks here, Fiona. It's been a fairly eventful week around Ireland. We've had VIP presidential visits. We've had Easter. But this all pales into insignificance with what's about to happen here. So that cash amount you have. You said you weren't too sure if you had the correct one.
Yeah.
Okay. What one do you have for us there, Fiona?
So I had the 70,000 from the other day.
The other day. How do you feel about going with that 70,000?
I mean, I don't have any other number to go with, so I suppose I'll go with that one.
It's a huge amount of money. It's life-changing if you win it, Fiona.
Yeah, I think she's like too pregnant for this, to be honest. It would be.
How far gone are you, Fiona?
I'm 25 weeks, so I'm in the emotional stage of pregnancy with my second.
Okay.
So I have an 18-month-old and I have another one on the way.
Okay. €70,000. We're going to go for that, do you think?
Yeah.
Congratulations, Fiona.
Oh my God, are you joking?
We are absolutely serious. We guaranteed to give away €70,000 today.
God. Sorry, I'm so... This is like... He's really caught me on a very pregnant, emotional day. So everything's making me cry. But, oh, my God, thank you so much. Oh, my God, I can't... I thought this was a prank. This isn't a prank, is it?
No, it's 100% okay. For real. 100% serious.
Okay.
So let me guess where some of that cash is going to go.
I'm going on overnight away on my own. To be on my own. No, I'm completely lost for words. Thank you so much. This is incredible. Nothing has ever happened to me like this before.
If you stuck for a baby name, Barry from the Cash Machine comes to mind.
Yeah, that's top of the list now.
There's not enough baby Barrys out there anymore.
There really isn't enough baby Barrys anymore.
When you get off the phone to me, who are you going to phone, Fiona?
I'm going to ring my other half and tell him and hope he doesn't crash the car.
You've done it. €70,000, Fiona. Well done.
Oh my God, thank you so much. I hope you all have a brilliant weekend.
The winning continues on Today FM's Cash Machine. Listen to the last word at 5 p.m. to hear that new cash amount, and we could be calling you. Today
FM's Cash Machine. Joel Corry, Emma and EK, this is Today FM. Playing the music you love. Good afternoon, we're live in Ballina, County Mayo this afternoon. Ray Foley's my name, there's JP.
How we do?
Live outside Mocha Beans, who are very kindly caffeinating us through the afternoon until we hit a metaphorical wall at about 4:30 at the end of the broadcast this afternoon. The sun is shining. Joe Biden's on his way. Actually, can we talk to a cousin?
Oh, let's do it. It's kind of the law, isn't it?
You're obliged to talk to a cousin. Who've we got? Have we got a Burke or a Blewett? Give me 1 second. Hang on. I'll see if I can do this. I'll put it on that light. Oh, it's ringing. Put it there and see if it works. Does she know we're calling?
Hello.
Hello, is that Emer?
It is.
Hello, Emer. Ray Foley calling from Today FM. You're live on the radio. Do not
Hi,
swear.
Ray. How are you?
No bad language, please, Emer.
What would you ever think that I would use language for?
Are you with Joe now, or what's the story?
No, I'm not. We are expecting him in the next 10 minutes.
Where are you?
We are in Castlebar.
Okay, I'm keeping it vague, Emer. You're not allowed, for security reasons, are you not allowed to tell us exactly where you are?
No.
Okay, I got you.
Not just for the moment, but I'm sure.
No, that's fine.
Not allowed to say, but that doesn't mean that the whole country doesn't know.
Yeah, well, broadly speaking, we know that you're in Castlebar, but like, yeah, specifically, I suppose you need to be mindful of the security situation. Yeah, definitely.
Yes, but I think everybody knows what his location is going to be in Castlebar. So,
right. How many of the cousins are there? How many of you are there from the family?
There are 8 of us here.
Okay, and what's
10 of us actually, including 2 children.
Okay, hi to the whole gang.
So my mom,
yeah,
and her brother Brendan, who are his 3rd cousins.
Right.
And my dad Paddy, and Joe Blewett, and his wife Deirdre, and Loretta, and her husband Joe, and myself, and Joe's 3 children.
Have you met him before? Yeah, I presume he's been over and back
times. We've met him. Well, but it's much easier on a personal visit. He can come and do as he pleases as such.
Yeah.
And obviously, since he became VP, it was more difficult. And now, as him being president, it's twice as difficult.
Yeah, because...
The scrutiny and the security is a lot more.
Yeah, and he doesn't have as much... Because they fill up his day so much with engagements and all that kind of thing. You don't get much time.
He's had a whirlwind since he came.
Yeah.
Really. A very busy schedule. No time for jet lag there, Ray.
Absolutely no, not at all. And at his age, I'm only 42. I'm half his age, and I'm sure I need a good lie down. I need a nap.
In that family, so they have great longevity.
Do you know what you've got? You've all got great genes. That's the thing. You see, that's what you look. You look great, full of vim and vigor. So do you know how long you're going to have with them then?
I'd say about 30 minutes.
30 minutes.
Oh,
and
that's plenty.
That's loads. Yeah, good catch up. I'm sure then once things settle down, he can come back in his own time. Whatever. Will you be coming over to Ballina then afterwards yourselves or what?
We are indeed. Yes.
And they'll be there for the speech then later on.
We will indeed. Yes.
Huge excitement. How are you feeling?
I'm great. We're very excited and we're very proud of him.
Yeah.
And in a lot of ways, we're very proud of him as president and all the rest. But we knew him before he was vice president, before he was anything. You know. So, it's just, I suppose we're excited for him as much as anything else. And it's lovely for my mum, Bridgie, and for Uncle Brendan, to be at 89 and 87, to be meeting him.
And to be part of such a historic and a momentous occasion is brilliant. Yes, absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
Well, the town looks fantastic. We'll see when you get back.
The town looks superb, and it has been well worth it.
Come here. If he shows up in the next 20 minutes or so, throw him on, give me a ring back on this number, and we'll throw him on, okay?
Well, I'll ring you on JP's number, because you're ringing now from a private number.
Oh, that'll do. We'll work it out. Whatever works out, we will get him on, all right? Listen, Emer, go on.
JP, earlier, you've done much better with the elocution than I did, Ray.
I stuck with it.
On your side.
This is it. You got to stick with it. You got to go all the way through the grades, Emer. That's it. You got to go for the medals. Listen, thanks so much.
All the grades, but I just didn't have it in me. Take care.
We know it's a huge day for you. Thanks so much for taking the call, Emer Burke. Thanks a million. Have a lovely day. Enjoy the rest of your day. Bye bye.
Talk to you soon.
Bye. Thanks a million. Bye bye bye. Thanks so much to Emer for taking the call for us this afternoon and chatting in the middle of it all. She's in the midst of it. Right, it's Friday, which means Makes It Friday's on the way.
Ray Foley,
right here.
Ray Foley.